How could Noah's family look after all of the animals on the ark? Hello, Calvin Smith here, and welcome to Creation Basics, where our goal is to make God's creation part of your everyday conversation. And today's question, how could Noah's family look after all of the animals on the ark? I mean, according to scripture, Noah's ark was a safe haven for the representatives of all the kinds of air-breathing land animals that God created. The Bible does mention miraculous things like God sending the animals to the ark, but the Bible doesn't mention some kind of daily miraculous care of all the creatures on board. And skeptics love to point that out and bring up all sorts of objections as to how it would have been impossible. It would be, you know, impossible for so few people to look after so many creatures. Now, while it's possible to just say that, you know, God made some miraculous provision for the daily care of these animals, it isn't necessary or required by scripture. You see, as you can imagine, since the incredible ark encounter was put together, you know, the life-size Noah's Ark exhibit, once that was launched, and for a long time before that, we've looked into this extensively, and it turns out that a study of how, you know, existing low-tech animal care methods that exist today answer most of the objections to the ark. I'd really recommend the book Inside Noah's Ark for a really detailed analysis of the topic, but let's explore a few things on today's show just to flesh this out. First of all, let's remember these animals didn't need the long-term care like animals kept in zoos require, just temporary emergency care because survival was the primary goal for that 1 year. Okay, so how did they feed them? Well, the key, of course, is to avoid unnecessarily walking around. Don't work harder, work smarter. Noah probably stored the food and water near each animal, and drinking water could have been piped through, you know, troughs like the Chinese have used bamboo pipes for this purpose for thousands of years. The use of some sort of self-feeder, commonly done for birds, for example, would have been essential and relatively easy. I mean, in summary, studies of non-mechanized animal care indicate that 8 people could have fed and watered 16,000 creatures, which is more than double the 7,000 that are estimated to have been on the ark. Okay, so, but how would the animals breathe? There's another objection we see. Well, when you do the calculations of how big the boat was and how many animals were on board, the density of animals on the ark compared to the volume of enclosed space, well, it was actually much less than what we find in modern mass animal housing like chicken farms, for example, that don't require any special mechanized ventilation today. So it's very reasonable to believe that, you know, that a window along the top section, which the Bible allows, would have adequately ventilated the ark. And it's also possible that what's, you know, called convective movement of air, that's driven by temperature differences between the warm-blooded animals and the cold interior surfaces, would have been significant enough to drive the flow of air. Plus, of course, wind blowing into the window would have enhanced the ventilation much further. What are some other objections? Okay, but what did they eat? Well, there was lots of room for storage, and they could have eaten compressed hay and other dried plant materials like seeds and grains. Carnivorous animals, for example, could have eaten dried or reconstituted dried meat or slaughtered animals. Giant tortoises, for example, would have been ideal to use as food in that regard because they're quite large, and they actually don't need a lot of food themselves to be maintained. And of course, things like moth pots could have provided a bunch of food to different lizards and other animals. Okay, now here's another really big objection we often hear. Yeah, but what did they do with all of the doo-doo or the waste products, so to speak? Well, it's a legitimate objection because you see, tons of animal waste would have been produced daily. But again, the key to keeping the enclosures clean was to avoid the need for Noah and his family to do the work. And Noah could have accomplished this in several ways. One possibility would be to allow the waste to accumulate below the animals, much as we see in modern pet shops today. Or there could have been slatted floors, and animals could have trampled the waste into the pits below. And sloped floors would have allowed the waste to flow into, you know, large central gutters where Noah's family could have then dumped it overboard, you know, periodically without an excessive expenditure of manpower or needing more than 8 people. While the voyage of the ark may not have been comfortable or easy, it was certainly doable, even under such unprecedented circumstances. So these are just a few. You can read that book for more, but you know, how did Noah's family look after the animals? Well, it's not necessary or required by scripture to appeal to miracles for the provision and daily care of the animals on the ark for just 1 year. Many solutions to seemingly insurmountable, you know, problems that skeptics pose are often pretty straightforward.